Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
According to an article on Fox News Latino, a Miami valet driver took a $400,000 Lamborghini for a joyride, but the joyride ended when he caught the car on fire. That's right, he caught the car on fire. Apparently, the 720 horsepower engine needs more airflow than can be produced by driving the luxury sports car down city streets. And when it doesn't get enough airflow, it overheats and poof, fire erupts. This guy had to be a liberal, taking something that belongs to someone else for his own personal enjoyment, and then destroying that piece of property by doing something really stupid, namely driving a $400,000 sports car that didn't belong to him and without permission of the owner through the streets of Miami. So the next time you visit a valet, think twice about who you're tossing the keys to. And if it's important to keep $400,000 Lamborghinis out of the hands of liberals, how much more important is it to keep $3.8 trillion economies out of these very same hands? The left has given us their best by offering us Hillary Clinton, who may very well be a criminal, the nutty professor Bernie Sanders, who is a hardcore socialist, and sexy, sexy, sexy Martin O'Malley, a no-name leftist with a six-pack. But truth be told, all of these jokers are socialists. Just like the valet driver, they don't respect personal property or wealth. These are just tools for their own personal interests, which include getting elected based on the promise of taking the property of one individual and giving it to someone else. And while we may be tempted to say that the valet driver was more reckless, truth is these out-of-control, power-hungry socialist politicians are much more dangerous. They have more power. They create more bureaucracies. They violate more of our rights. And in no situation whatsoever should Americans ever toss them the keys again. We know what happens when we do that. The economy loses oxygen. Freedom is under fire. And the world is set ablaze with problems.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.